This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he's with us today to talk about attendance at school. Dr. Little?
Thank you, Steve. We are working on our attendance policy and looking at the policy as it relates to the North Carolina statutes. In North Carolina, the law states that a student, after 3 unexcused absences, parents are to be contacted. And then again, after 6 unexcused absences, parents are to be contacted. And then after 10 unexcused absences, if there's been no movement toward getting the child in school, then the school system is to file charges against the parent for not having their child in school, because that is against the law not to send your children to school. Where we are now, we recently sent out our round of letters to parents who have children who are truant, and we sent about 40 letters out, and this is not the first time we've sent 40 letters out, and it basically goes to the same people, so we continue to be ignored as far as our policy goes. Our next step is we are going to encourage the principals to look at each situation. We don't want to have kids coming to school if they're truly sick, but if students are not coming to school because the parents are just not sending them, then we are going to file charges with the district attorney against these parents and have them go to court and explain why they're not getting their children to school. It's not a huge number, but we do have parents who have children who have missed 30 and 40 days this school year. We've been in school a little over 100 days, and a kid's been out 40 days. That's uncalled for. I noticed one child had been out 50 days. The law also allows us, if a child has 10 unexcused absences, then we can require a doctor's statement. If we have a situation where a student is not coming to school and we continue to be told that the child is ill, and we continue to get notes from the parents saying the child is ill, and we have reason to believe that this is not the case because the child has been seen in various places in the community, then we can, after 10 excused absences, we can require a doctor's statement saying that the child is ill. So we have done that in some cases and probably be doing more of that. But the bottom line is we need our children in school, and if parents aren't sending them to school, then we need to take action and we need to follow the statutes and bring charges against parents. Now, if the parent is doing their best to get the child in school and the child is not cooperating, especially for the older children, then our course of action there would be to file with the juvenile court to get some action taken to improve that attendance. We're just going to start following the statutes a little closer. We've been a little lenient with some people, and we're going to have to stop that because it's not in the child's best interest if they're not in school, if they're staying home and they're missing instruction. As educators, we know that in this day and time, a child needs their education, and in order to get the education, you have got to be in school. We also know that we have got to establish a habit of coming to school. We hear from the business sector that a big problem is workers not arriving on time to work or not having good attendance. We feel like it's very important to encourage that at an early age so that whenever they do go into the workplace, this is a practice that is ingrained in them, that you are on time and that you do attend, whether it's school or your job.
For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.